Hey, my people, this is Felix Cabron Dones with the Concrete Kingdom Podcast. I want to apologize to everyone for not dropping my podcast on a normal day, which is Tuesdays. I got so caught up editing pictures from a previous photo shoot that I totally forgot that I had to, you know, do my podcast. By the time I looked, it was 11, 12 at night, and I was like, I'll just do it tomorrow. So once again, I apologize. Forgive me. And for all those new listeners, normally I drop it on Tuesdays between 10 and 11 a.m. So let's get right to it. Today I want to talk about the battle. What is the battle? Whatever it is you're battling. Whether it's anxiety, depression, you're overweight, you can't stand your job, finances, a bad relationship. It's a battle. Now the thing is, are you fighting in the battle? Or you're too afraid to go in the battlefield and get your hands dirty? What do I mean by that? Are you accepting the fact that you got anxiety? Or are you battling anxiety trying to change the fact that you have it? What do I mean? Like, are you just popping a whole bunch of pills that the doctors are giving you? Or you're trying to work out and you're trying to take natural supplements? Or you're trying to meditate and do yoga? You're trying to find different things to help you fight the anxiety? Sometimes we just accept the situation for what it is, and that's why we are dying daily. If you're in a bad relationship and a person you're in a relationship with is treating you like trash day in and day out, is that relationship healthy? Why are you even in that relationship? Let me guess. Because the one time they behave in a month is good enough to make you forget about the other 29 days or 30 days that they made you feel like trash. It's absolutely ridiculous. If you hate your job that much, why not just look for another job until you find another job? Maybe the next job might not pay you as much as the job you're working at now does, but for peace of mind, I'd rather take less money and be happy. Come on, like, you have to battle. Get in the battle. Dirty your hands. I know it's hard. Anxiety. Listen, I battle anxiety. I go to the doctor with my arm feeling warm. Sometimes my arm is numb. Blah, 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 blah. What do they do? They give me a whole bunch of medication. Here, take this. You'll feel better. I haven't taken one pill yet. I refuse to. I take an all-natural herb called valerian. And valerian helps me a little bit to calm down. And it eases my mind a little bit. But still, no, I still have to work out. And I take my walks. And I try to meditate. I listen to the word of God. I pray. Because I'm battling. I'm not just going to become a victim of anxiety. I'm battling anxiety. I need you to battle. Battle, like, stop giving up. Stop accepting a piece of trash dude in your life just because you've been with him 5-10 years. Stop accepting a piece of trash girl in your life just because you've been with her 5-10 years. So what? There's other women, there's other men out there who can love you for who you are. Don't accept being treated anything less than the king or queen that you are. I refuse. I refuse to have friends that don't uplift me. I refuse to surround myself with people that ain't about making moves. I refuse to accept the fact that I'm 40, 50 pounds overweight. So I've been losing weight each month. So far, I'm 30 plus pounds lighter. And now I'm aiming for the next 30 pounds. I'm focused. I'm on my hustle. Why? Because ain't nobody gonna do it for me. Ain't nobody. Listen, if you accept being treated like trash, then that's how everybody's gonna start treating you like trash. Don't accept it. Don't accept it. You don't have to accept anxiety. You don't have to accept depression. You don't have to accept being in a bad relationship. You don't have to accept being in a job that you can't stand and that you hate every time you go there. You don't have to accept it. All you have to do is battle. Battle. Get in a fight. Battle. And as you battle, you start getting stronger and stronger and stronger. Then eventually you take over the enemy's camp. The enemy of what? The enemy of your destiny. Because anxiety is just holding you back from being the best you that you can be. A job, going to a job that you can't stand, is just holding you back from being the best, you know, the best worker that you can be. And in fact, at a certain age, you should get tired of working for somebody. You should be working on your own business, your own vision, your own ideas. Come on, my people. I don't have to do this podcast, honestly. Okay, I minister to more than enough people on the phone. I talk to more than enough people who got issues and, you know, I'm always praying with them, speaking with them. I do this podcast because I care. Because I love you. If nobody has told you they love you in a long time, but listen, I love you. And you know why I love you? Because I don't know half of the people that tune into this podcast. But I can tell you I do it consistently for you. And I also do it for myself because this is also self-healing. So please, Don't give up on yourself. Get in the battle. Fight for your destiny. Fight for your victory over anxiety. Fight for your victory in that bad relationship you're in. It doesn't mean you go out there and start acting out of character and doing things to hurt the person you're with. No, you look them in the eyes and say, I am no longer going to accept being treated the way you're treating me. I'm no longer going to accept mediocrity from you. Either treat me like the queen or king that I am, or let me go. And if they continue to do what they're doing, then you have to have the strength to walk away with your head held high, because you know you did everything you can to fix that relationship. And I say relationships a lot because a lot of people are struggling with bad relationships. You don't have to be one of those people. Okay, you just don't. You don't have to be with somebody who doesn't uplift you. So once again, I love you. And this is Felix Cabrón-Donas with the Concrete Kingdom Podcast. God bless.